News Corp's latest stunt didn't go quite to plan. The Daily Telegraph is accused of sending an undercover Jewish man with spy glasses to a popular Egyptian cafe in Sydney in order to secretly film people's reactions to his outward attire. Now, a lot of information has come out about this, but as we can see on the released CCT footage, Ophir Birnbaum, the so-called undercover agent, can be seen walking into the cafe, ordering a drink, and being served without issue, despite him hanging around for quite a while afterwards in a very odd and suspicious way. But despite that, he left without any drama confrontation. But minutes later, Daily Telegraph journalists entered the cafe and began questioning staff. This then led to a heated argument that spilled out onto the street, with the cafe workers accusing News Corp of divisive journalism.
And I'll do exactly what you did to me, film me.
That's no problem at all, but I was just
trying to... Yeah, I know, Dar, but you're hanging around with the wrong crowd. That's divisive journalism.
What do you mean, the wrong crowd?
Wrong crowd, Dar. You wanted to make anti-Semitic statements up here? Look at you, ashamed, look at your tails between your legs. Fucking hell, Dar. You picked the wrong restaurant.
What do you mean, the wrong restaurant?
Wrong restaurant to fucking try this shit in.
What do you mean the wrong restaurant?
Wrong restaurant, Dar. You because just tried divisive journalism.
One staff member was heard saying, "You picked the wrong restaurant to try this shit in." And you can see from the reactions from Ophir, he's trying to get something out of them. The footage also suggests a minor physical alteration took place between the two parties.
I'm not touching your phone, so you don't touch mine.
Do not touch her, okay?
Don't. Just get out of my way.
Do not touch her.
Get off me.
However, here's the catch. This entire setup appears to have been planned weeks in advance as a deliberate attempt to cause controversy. Especially with tensions so high in the Jewish and Muslim communities right now, it's quite an irresponsible thing to do. Internal documents from the Daily Telegraph, which has been revealed by Crikey, show the story. Codenamed Undercover Jew, this entire scenario was mapped out at least a week in advance. The plans included using a covert video recording eyewear to capture the footage, with the goal of provoking responses in various Sydney suburbs. Now, if we'd like to talk about our undercover agent really quickly, this isn't Birnbaum's first media appearance. He has been featured in News Corp publications multiple times. In December 2024, he has appeared on Sky News, claiming police moved him on at a pro-Palestinian protest, where he was seen wearing an Israeli flag on his back and a similar tactic in order to provoke response from the crowd. In 2023, he was quoted by The Australian after rallying outside a Green Senator Marine Faruqi's office wearing an Israeli flag as a cape. The hell are these journalists doing collaborating with a known provocateur? Press Council states that journalists must not use deceptive methods unless the story is in the public interest. What about this is in the public interest? Manufacturing division? Entrapment disguised as reporting? Even if we look at the Daily Telegraph's own code of conduct, it states, as the very first point, facts must be reported impartially, accurately, and with integrity. I feel like they may have skipped that in their onboarding of these journalists. Journalistic integrity is about seeking truth and not setting traps. When a news outlet starts creating the news rather than reporting on it, it stops being journalism. So far, the Daily Telegraph has declined to comment on the issue as time of recording, but hopefully we will see some consequences for such blatant media manipulation. We need to hold journalists to higher standards. We cannot let people get away with stuff like this. But as usual, the AMCA probably won't act on this, but we can hope to find out. No wonder the trust in the media is at a record low when we see behaviour like this.